The new project at UW-Madison is trying to come up with a plan to raise the incomes of 10,000 Dane County families. The goal, boost their net incomes by about 10%, trying to do it in the next 2 years. The project is called the Alliance for the American Dream. It comes with a $1.5 million grant from the Schmidt Futures, a philanthropic venture capital fund run by former Google CEO Eric Schmidt. Michael Collins is the faculty affiliate for the Institute for Research on Poverty at UW-Madison. He's one of the project's directors. Michael, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks very much for having me.
Well, where did this come from?
This is an exciting adventure. It just came really quickly, like a lot of things from Silicon Valley. The Schmidt Futures Foundation contacted the university through the chancellor, said, would you be interested in this? She said, absolutely. Got in touch with Lonnie Berger at the Institute for Research on Poverty. And over the next 3 months, this just kind of transpired really quickly.
And so now you've got this grant, one of, I think, four universities around the country.
That's right.
What do you have to do with it?
Yeah, so all four institutions are public universities, land-grant institutions like UW-Madison. We have basically through the end of the summer to help generate ideas. And then over the fall, we will take 10 of those ideas and sort of put them forward as proposals, three of which will go to the Schmidt Futures for consideration to fund, for implementation next year.
This is kind of a competition with these other universities. Do I have that right?
Well, so each university has promised at least one. Okay. So we don't necessarily compete against them. And we also, across the four universities, we'll be generating 40 really innovative ideas. And so hopefully there'll be more than just the Schmidt Futures money in the future.
And I'm assuming this isn't just figure out how to help these 10,000 families, then we're done. They're trying to come up with models for, getting rid of poverty?
Yeah, so you can think about this as sort of turning the sort of innovation of a university, a public institution, towards social issues. So how can we take what we've learned and take what we can learn from the community and turn those into ideas that can help people to have more money in their pockets? So you could think about this in terms of healthcare, childcare, transportation, earning more, perhaps going back to school, all those different kinds of things that can help families to have more money in their pocket. As you said, 10,000 families with 10% more net income.
And that could mean they're taking in more money. It could mean they've cut expenses in some way, right?
That's exactly right. So maybe it's a little bit of earning more, maybe it's a little bit of spending less, but it's going to result in more money in their pocket.
Now, I know you've been researching poverty, you and your colleagues, you've written books about it. You have some ideas probably you could bring to the table right away, but you're going to go through a process, reaching out to the community. What does that involve?
Yeah, it's an important, because not every university is taking this tactic. We are trying to start with the community. We're going to start, we've actually already started with community meetings. We welcome being invited to come out to community organizations. We've got students who are out interviewing individuals across the county because we want to hear what people say the big barriers are for them. What are the issues that they think maybe we need to focus on most? And then over the course of the summer, we're going to try to partner with those community groups and those faculty and researchers that are working on these topics to try to come up with ideas that collectively maybe neither of us would come up with on our own.
Do you have a target population in mind? Is this people living in poverty themselves or people maybe on the edge of middle class, all points in between?
Yeah, I think all points in between. I mean, we really are thinking about this as 10,000 families. We worry a lot about the so-called missing middle class. We'd like to make the middle class bigger, more people who are moving into sort of stable financial situations. But we also want to preserve people who are sort of in the middle class, who are sort of struggling and maybe are sliding down. So we care about just growing that middle.
And I know you do applied work, you do practical work. Is this an exciting sort of lab opportunity that kind of fell into your lap that you're excited to give something a try?
Yeah, it's incredible. The pace of this is just amazing. You know, we as researchers generally move at a much more slow plodding pace, and community groups are eager and they want to take action. And we actually have a funder who's willing to do that. So I think it really does allow us to sort of, build it, to fly it while we're building it or build it while we're flying it. And so that's an exciting endeavor.
Talking to Michael Collins from UW-Madison, working on this project funded by a venture capital group with Google money, basically trying to boost the income of 10,000 Dane County families, for starters, by 10% in 2 years. You mentioned you've already been meeting with people in the community groups. What kinds of things are you hearing so far?
You know, it's been amazing at the range of issues. So some things you can kind of predict, like, you know, earning more and raising wages. Those are certainly things that we think should be on the table. But it's, you know, also things like trying to lower transportation costs. You know, a lot of lower wage workers are driving quite a distance. And so, and that's so they can afford housing. And so that rolls us into, well, how can we find more affordable housing? We've talked about health care. We've talked about child care. We've talked about lowering utility bills. So it's really been a really broad range of topics that have come up.
Suppose, you know, a couple of particular ideas get accepted, and then what, this foundation puts money into it, and then what? Do they sustainably fund it out into the future? I mean, it's easy to come up with ideas. How do you sustain them out into the future?
That's a great point, and that's something we're being really careful about. Every meeting we go to, we talk about sustainability, both financial sustainability, you know, is there a way that this program can continue, but also political sustainability. Will there still be energy and leadership to keep the program running in the future? So both of those are concerns. You know, we really see this as an investment in generating ideas and proposals in some of that capacity building in the community. And yes, it's true that one of these will be funded for more. We don't know exactly what more means. It might be a little bit more, it might be a lot more, but for some implementation, and then obviously we as researchers want to show if it works or not. So that research part is important to us and to Schmidt Futures as well. Then we're going to repeat this process again. So we'll go through a similar process in a couple of years, trying to generate new ideas and new innovation around those ideas then.
If the plans involve transportation or affordable housing, I mean, that's the sort of thing you need local, regional, and or state governments involved in. Do they have to be at the table on this?
Yeah, we are really trying to be inclusive in terms of community engagement. So the corporate community, the nonprofit community, advocates, neighborhood groups, state and local government, Dane County government, all of those are really important to have at the table.
At 10%, in some ways it might sound like a lot, especially for 10,000 people. In some ways it seems like a small number. We've talked on the show before about a lot of families, probably in the lower half of the economic spectrum, living one appliance breakdown or car problem or health problem away from a real financial emergency. Is that where you hope that 10% might go to give them that cushion?
Yeah, so I think we have thought a lot about this. It's not just a level of income, but it's also stability and sort of dampening the shocks that people face, both in terms of their expenses and their income. And we just talked yesterday, we had a meeting and we talked about some of those kinds of issues of trying to dampen those ups and downs. And those have immediate effects on people's stress and their ability to do health care and the ability to get to work and those kinds of issues that can really set them back. So we don't want to say this is only about raising income or only about lowering expenses. It's also about creating more financial stability.
I don't want to rain on any parades here, but you know, this is coming out of Silicon Valley. They have a great idea. They leap in it and maybe they move on really quick. Do you think that there's a commitment from Schmidt Futures that this is going to be something they see through?
So they've certainly said that. I think that we have already gotten enough feedback from funders in the community and other leaders in the community to say that good ideas are going to have legs. And so we're not going to be dependent upon outside resources to keep these programs running. And if we have a good idea and it seems to work and it requires policy change, it requires more funding in the future, then that'll be part of our planning from the get-go.
Now, Dane County, lower unemployment than most of the state, a lot of upsides, some downsides in terms of racial disparities, economically, educationally, you can keep going on that list. Yep. Why Dane County?
So, you know, we originally started this with thinking about our community, the place that where we live, where the university is based, and sort of that was Dane County, and that's where we began. We also think that Dane County is a place where we can actually reduce some of those disparities. We can actually try to grow that middle group, to take those people who are missing from the middle class and move them into the middle class. And we think that that actually would be a really good test case to show that even in a relatively economically affluent area, we can start to reduce those kinds of disparities. So in the longer run, we've called this program Dream Up, and we call it Dream Up Wisconsin. So it's not just about Dane County. We'd like to eventually see ideas that we could take statewide.
And are you going into communities? I mean, you've got in Dane County, urban, rural, all points in between. When you talk about going out to communities, does it involve that range?
It does, and we want to be really cautious about not only talking to the city, City of Madison, or to community groups that are organized and have advocacy networks, but getting out to libraries, going out to the more rural parts of the county, talking to local governments and local municipalities, and really trying to be as broad as we can in our discussions, including having our staff and students go out to festivals and events and just talk to people.
Is there a precedent for this sort of thing? I mean, are there other examples? You're like, oh yeah, so and so in whatever state or country did something like this. Are there lessons we can learn there?
So this is pretty innovative. We've seen examples of this in sort of just a niche, so just in the healthcare area or just in a particular area. But to broadly say, raising the incomes of 10,000 people is a pretty bold move, and so it's partly what makes it so exciting.
So talk about the next steps. You've had some community meetings. What's the deadline for coming up with this list of proposals?
Right. So first of all, anybody who's interested in learning more about the project, or maybe they themselves have an idea that they want to put forward, even if you're not part of a group or part of the university, you can go to dreamup.wisc.edu. So that DreamUp website is there. You can get on our mailing list, learn about events, and sort of see what's going on. Over the course of the summer, we'll be holding forums and hosting forums. We'll also be just going to meetings that other organizations are hosting. So if you're part of a community organization and you want us to come out, let us know. We can come out and talk to folks there. By the end of the summer, we'll be looking to create partnerships. And so every project that goes forward of these 10 will have some community university partnership. So we'll help to make those. If you don't have a university partner, we'll help find one. Then over the course of the fall, we'll provide some consulting and some funding to help those 10 projects get as well developed as they possibly can. And then forward three of those based on some feedback from a community advisory board that we have to the Schmidt Futures by December.
Hey, if there are people elsewhere in the state that can have want to play too, and they can't directly be involved, would you, if there were economic planners or university people elsewhere in the state, if they wanted to ride along for some of this?
Absolutely. We have a wide open call here, and so even if you just have an idea and want to participate in those discussions, we'd certainly welcome it.
So success 2 years from now, what does it look like for you?
So, it's not just about the 10,000 families, or it's not just about
the 10%.
It's an eye-catching number. If you think about that as $40,000 income, that's $40 million that we'd be putting into the community. So that's exciting. But it's really about the ideas, and it's showing that a public institution like UW-Madison partnering with community groups and with industry can really make a difference. And I think that's what we really want to see, is that we can innovate and really have an impact.
Michael, thanks a lot for joining us again today.
Thank you for having me.
That's Michael Collins with UW-Madison, part of this program funded by Schmidt Futures. Schmidt Futures, aimed at boosting the income of 10,000 Dane County families by 10% over the next 2 years.